good enough. Keeps forgetting my pen. Gotta have that. How are you today? We're waiting on you. Good morning, everyone. I was talking to a friend of mine the other day. I ran into him, and he's a baseball coach, and he was just asking me, "Do you ever think about coaching again? And how's that preaching thing going?" You know, and I said, actually, when we start on Sunday morning, it's kind of like having the bad news bears. It's really hard to get them focused in, but once you do, boy, they really play well. You know? So how's everybody doing this morning? So let us open with prayer. Dear Lord, we just ask you to come in here this morning and bring your love and life and your hope for humanity into this room and into our hearts, that we understand the price that you paid and the gift that you gave us that we're going to be honoring through this month leading up to Easter. And we just ask you to put our hearts in the right place to receive your love. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. So we got some announcements coming up. I'm in the echo chamber, boom, boom, boom. Brother Osborne, good, all right. Church council member, is on the, and you even wrote it down and it slipped my mind. It's the 5th of next month. That's right. I'm just testing if y'all know, because I think y'all trying to get out. No, I'm just joking. All right. Oh, got the cleanup coming up. Of course, we know all about that. Call and do good there. I thought there was going to be an announcement done from the youth pro group about that, but evidently not. Not this morning, anyway. Oh, and I do know that we need to talk about this more. I know that my wife has made a decision that she would help with organizing and putting functions together and kind of take the leadership role in that if people are still interested in it.
Isn't that for old people, though?
I like to call, I say it's for properly seasoned people. Okay? So that's the thing, you guys. We started this kind of because we kind of just did a rough survey, and they dropped it in the lockbox out there, and they got like 10 or 11 of the forms back, and they all had yes on them, not one no. So I said, yeah, let's roll with this, you know, let's try to do this. Now it's kind of just, you know, falling apart, but people are being sick or whatever, and it may be because I was not able to work from week to week. So kind of get with my wife and let us know if y'all want to do that. And if it's something that we don't want to do, you know, that's okay too, you know. But it was just the ideal. Palm Sunday's coming up next week. We're going to try to get some palms and really get there. We're light on the scriptures this week, but heavy on the message. And next week, we're going to be heavy on the scriptures and the message. Passover meal's coming up. It's hanging up right outside the door here is a sign-up sheet if you're planning on coming. And what that is we're trying to figure out how many meals that we need to put together for how much food we need. So to kind of have an idea. So if you're planning on coming, please sign that sheet where, you know, if we end up with one or two plates too many, that's okay, but we don't want to end up with one or too many plates too few. I don't think I got anything. Huh?
Just say one word.
Yeah, but I usually do got, feel like it's something, but it must not have been important, you know, whatever it was. Oh, I do have something. That's what it was. Thank you. Yeah, I'm kind of slow this morning. I got the form in to do the yearly report to district about who are, you know, what our church is doing, how many members we have, all that kind of stuff. And we got to change some youth leaders' names on that and different stuff and get that back in and how maybe district can best help us in the future. So, and we'll get that together and get it sent back to them. Tell someone that you love them and tell them that God loves them in case they didn't know. Meet and greet, please. Hey, baby. I love you, baby. Huh? Is that everything?
Where's the bag? Somebody has to put something in it.
Oh, ain't no baby. Her mama said she was 4 going on 14 or something. You got to love them, don't you?
Yes.
Yes, you do.
Get to.
So,
yeah.
The energy, they help me get through from week to week. You know, they're really the closest thing to the Spirit of God on the face of the earth for Christ. You know, they've still got all that innocent in them, you know, and it charges my battery, you know. I believe we have a worship song coming up. Announcement too, that this has helped me remember, because someone asked me in again about song selections, and our lady that picks the songs have been only playing the songs that are being requested, so because she's trying to honor the people in the congregation is taking time out to make a request to have a song played. So if you want something played, let her know. Drop a song request in out there, you know, because, you know, and it helps her a lot too, because I think really at this point there's only like 2 or 3 people that's making any requests for songs. So she's, you know,
but they are playing songs.
Yes, you know. So, but I mean, I had someone say a little, maybe, you know, we've kind of went from where we're playing nothing but modern songs, and now, and someone said something to me about, you know, what happened to the modern songs? And I was like, you know, well, nobody's requesting them right now. So we're just, you know, if you have a request for a more modern song, we'll get it in that playlist, if that makes any sense. Oh, it's time for testimonies. Any testimony? Oh, there we go.
Good morning, my fellow church members and family. I would like to thank God and praise Him and all of my family and friends, which includes this church, and many others that have helped Dennis and I get through this last year. And I just praise God that we have gone there, gotten better. Thank you.
Thank you.
So I should have shared this last week, but it didn't occur to me till after testimonies that my story would fit in this venue. I just want to share the story of how I landed among you. I am part of one of the fellowships that meets in the fellowship room during the week. And after one of those meetings, I had left and discovered that I was missing the key book that we use. And as equally important, if not more so, were call lists, lists of names of other women in the program that I could call. And so I was a little bit beside myself, and I looked everywhere, looked in my car, looked everywhere, couldn't find it. I talked to the person who coordinates over there, and he gave me Hollis's number, but I thought, you know, this is my error. I don't want to burden the pastor with this. I thought, I'll just come to fellowship the next morning and come to worship with you all. I like the vibe here. And talking with Hollis that morning, I left with a Bible. So I found a book. You know, yeah. I lost a book, I found a book. But then the real kicker that was just like, oh my gosh, God is working in my life. I got back to my car after the service, and there, looking down right by my gear shift, was my book. It must have been back under my seat somewhere and had slid forward again. So now I have two books.
Two good books.
Two good books and an amazing congregation to be with. Thank you all.
And we love you, and we're glad to have you.
That has to do with lost and found, and I lost a key that had everything on it except my card, and prayed over the weekend, Wednesday morning, came and did helping hands, and we all prayed, got in the car, and it was down by the seat belt hole. It had fallen out of my pocket. Prayer works, folks, for every little thing.
Yeah. It seems like lost and found is in order here. We have a lost and a found situation that right now is very sad. About 3 weeks ago, the kitty that we had rescued from the animal shelter decided that he might go a-courting, and he just never came back. And it was still, I don't know why he's fixed, but nevertheless, you know, they still wandered off. And he showed up yesterday.
No,
it's so sad because evidently we've got some sheds in the back, and he ended up spending those 3 weeks under that shed. But he came out, and he was totally emaciated. Yeah, I mean, he was just, he was a 15-pound fat wonder when he went on his outing. And now he's just, he didn't remember us. He was so weak that he could not hold his hind end up, and he would take a step and fall over. And I tried to pick him up, but he was just skittish enough that he made it back underneath the shed. Beth Ann put some food out for him last night. It was gone this morning. We're hopeful. And as long as he will eat, then there is some hope. And I know that God likes kitties, too. So let's just solicit your prayers for something for that the kitty would regain some strength, and we'll snag him and get him back in the house where he can recover properly. It was a joy and a grief to see him. You know, it was a very mixed thing. So that's another lost and found story. And I don't know, Beth Ann has something. Are you surprised?
Well, I get a chance to preach, you know. But we not only lost and found the kitty, but it seems that we have lost and found somebody else that needed a home. So welcome home.
And actually, I got a testimony.
Let her rip.
Just real quick, that my sister-in-law down in Petal, Mississippi, lost her son a few years ago, and she's really have had a real hard time letting go to stuff. And of his stuff, and keeping the room exactly the way it was, and all that. Well, the pants I'm wearing today was his, and she sent me a package, and you know, and when my wife was down there visiting, and you know, she asked, you know, I gotta let this stuff go. You think Hollis would like to take a tie and some pants and stuff? So I'm honored to have them. Not as so much that they were his, which I am, but the idea that she's starting the healing process and she's starting to adjust and let go of the things, and I'm really grateful that she you know, picked me to give some of his stuff to. You would really have to know her, and so it's a big honor, you know, to for her to be willing to get rid of something, and if she did give it, so, you know. But I mentioned one time that me and her is in a club that a lot of people are in and no one wants to be in. So and Brother Mike is right. God loved everything he made. If he didn't love it, he wouldn't have made it. And I think now we're at the point where it's feeling like we're getting back to normal. So I've made a rule. You guys can't get sick anymore. So I'm going to get that put in the church bylaws. So it's the Osborne's hymnal, and it'll be 289 if I got it right.
What a wonderful change in my life has been wrought Since Jesus came into my heart, I have light in my soul for which long I have sought. Since Jesus came into my heart, since Jesus came into my heart, since Jesus came into my heart, floods of joy o'er my soul like the sea billows roll. Since Jesus came into my heart, I have ceased from my wandering and going astray. Since Jesus came into my heart, and my sins, which were many, are all washed away. Since Jesus came into my heart, since Jesus came into my heart, since Jesus came into my heart, floods of joy o'er my soul like the sea billows roll. Since Jesus came into my heart, there's a light in the valley of death now for me. Since Jesus came into my heart, and the gates of the city beyond I can see. Since Jesus came into my heart, since Jesus came into my heart, since Jesus came into my heart, floods of joy o'er my soul like the sea billows roll. Jesus came into my heart, I shall go there to dwell in that city I know. Since Jesus came into my heart, and I'm happy, so happy as onward I go. Since Jesus came into my heart, since Jesus came into my heart, since Jesus came into my heart, floods of joy o'er my soul like the sea billows roll. Since Jesus came into my heart.
Amen. Time for tithes and offering. Thank you, Osbornes. That was good. I enjoy it every Sunday. Brother Dennis and Brother Mike. If you would, please. Dear Lord, we just ask you as we give back to you what you so freely gave into us in this world, that we become good stewards of this, and we just use these resources to glorify you and your Son and the Holy Spirit and everything. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Thank you, guys.
Where have you been hiding?
Yeah. Yeah. Our piano got broken some kind of way, and we got to get it fixed. And he said he was going to bring the harmonica. I wanted him to bring the fiddle. I wanted him. He also plays the fiddle. And I wanted, yeah, he sandbags on us and don't let us know what all he can do. So, but I'm glad he brought the harmonica. You do, or do you play the fiddle or the violin?
Violin, but I play Alan Jackson a lot, so.
Oh, you play the fiddle. Yeah. So, and it's time for the Kids Change World offering. Boom, boom, boom. Come on, guys. There you go. Come on, guys. Come on, guys. Yeah. Go back. Come back. Where did you come from? Well, old Pastor Hollis got in trouble last week. He made a boo-boo. He didn't think about it, but he gave a bunch of toys right before Sunday school class, and guess what the kids didn't want to do last week? They want to play with toys. They didn't want to, so I got to fix that. I just wasn't thinking. It's been so long since I had little kids, but that's one that slipped my mind. So starting next week, what we're going to do, because I didn't get a chance to get it made and get out, we're going to have a certificate that they get. And then at the end of Sunday school class, if they've been really good and did their work in the Sunday school class, then they come to Pastor Hollis's offer and they use their certificate to pick out a toy that they want. Okay? Did that, so I had to adjust the plan a little bit, because the last thing I need is my Sunday school teachers mad at me because I kind of lean on them a lot, so I got to have them on board or I'm in trouble. So we're going to start with, who is this one here? Who brought this one? Oh, you did? Okay. So let me, oh, okay. I didn't see it. I didn't see it. Did you got something to go in here too? No, okay. So, did you get this from being a makeup artist? And you was kind of like trying to do...
I got it from the children's
room. Oh, you fooled me. Here's it back. So you get a dollar and take it to your mama and put it up. I was told to do that too because y'all want to count your money in Sunday school too. That's not good either. Now he's like, Pastor Hollis, you're becoming a troublemaker, and I don't need that. What are you looking at, cutie pie? So whose is this? Is that yours? Let me see. So you were in Arkansas, and you was a pig farmer down, because they have a lot of pig farmers in Arkansas. They make bacon and everything. And this was the little pig that you used in Arkansas to kind of be your advertisement for the best bacon out of Arkansas. Is that where you got that from? It is? Well, you get a dollar anyway, because if I got that right.
No, she got it from the children.
Okay.
She just said
yes. Oh, okay. Oh, thank you, sir. Oh, it's yours? Well, you were in Montana, and everybody else was raising horses, and you decided you would start raising unicorns and selling them. So, and this was what? Is that not where you got?
It's my name is Bertha.
Oh, okay. Have I already guessed that one? Well, yeah, I have short-term, long-term, short-term memory loss, so. Uh-oh. So I would usually guess this is Dollars, but evidently it's not because she's already win. So whose is this one?
I said mine.
Uh-oh, it's yours. Okay. So it's obvious that it's orangutan. Is that what it is?
No! Oh, it's a dog!
A dog, okay. All right. So you are a dog groomer, and you use this to advertise how good a job you do with a dog, because look how good that fur is. So you run your business as a dog. Is that where you get it? Is that what it's for?
You!
Oh, you got it from me. Oh, Lord. Girl, how'd you trick me with my own stuff?
Never change.
All right. Who is this?
Mine.
Oh, yours. All right. So in 1985, when the New York Yankees were playing the Atlanta Braves, you were pitching for the Braves, or the Yankees. Oh, it was the Yankees. I'm sorry. And this is the ball that you used to strike out Chipper Jones, right?
No.
Where'd you get it from?
He got it from the
Braves. Oh, Christmas. Oh, okay.
No,
well,
he got it.
Okay, so I got it wrong. And where's yours at, buddy?
He didn't put one in there.
Huh?
He didn't put one in there.
You didn't put one in there?
Guess his shoes.
So tell me something. Except for having your shoes on backwards, where did you get these from?
Mommy's house.
Your mommy's house?
Yeah.
All right, and I was going to guess your daddy's house. So I'm wrong. Here you go, buddy. Thank you, guys. I love you guys, and this is my favorite part of the day. And you didn't do, what do you got? You sat in there.
This
is huh? Crazy. That? Okay. So, do you sell jewelry down on the Long Street Bridge down there? Don't you, have that little jewelry shop there? No? So that ain't where you got that from? No. Oh, Lord. Oh, you go get an ice cream. I love you guys. Thank y'all. In the middle of the week, and you're running around and doing stuff, and by this Sunday morning, you're wore out doing all your pastor stuff that you do, and that just recharges your battery. And it reminds you to keep the main thing, you know, and not get caught up. So we're going to be looking for the love of, for the love of God today. And we're going to be also, through that process, we're going to be looking at the character of God and what Jesus said that was. So, the Osbournes, will you read our scriptures for us today, please?
For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. When Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like sifting shadows.
Thank you, Brother Osborne. Thank you, Sister Osborne. Well, this is the month that us Christians are going to be celebrating the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ for our salvation and the love of that. And so that's where we're going. That's what I'm hoping that this sermon today will do, is to set up your mindset and your heart to truly take in and have that blessing fully in you as an individual. So we're going to be looking at the three nouns that explains the character of God. All men's salvation can be summed up in them. In the Bible, there are 700,833 words. In the New Testament, there's 184,600 roughly words. And in the New Testament, there's only three nouns that explains the character of God. Out of all them words, Jesus needed no more than that to explain the character of his Father and him. I mean, here alone, just in this little bit of scripture, 11 times, love, light, life is mentioned. You know, we get caught up in the Old Testament, and individuals look at, they like to use some of the Old Testament stuff and say, you know, that God was a mean and vengeful God. You know, because how could he have a flood, and how could he destroy a city, and how could he, you know, and it's just simply not true. God is not. Your salvation is really simple if you want it. God's love was given back to us in full capacity in Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the light that lights the way out of darkness. He is, and he's the only way. He's the only way. no other way. There's simply no other way. And you have a life forever in Him and His Father. If you seek it. But we must seek it. And darkness comes to us from Satan in many ways. The loss of children. Financially bankrupt. A husband, a wife that doesn't honor the marriage. A child that's rebellion that you can't get a hold of and you want to fix. That's really a hard place to be, ain't it? To be powerless over someone that you love more than you love yourself, and it's nothing that you can do. Woo! And you're just absolutely powerless and you don't know what to do. And you want to reach him, but you can't. But you can reach him through Christ and his love and love them as he loved us. And how did Christ love us? Unconditionally. You know, we take for granted, or people take for granted sometimes, that some way or another, all the things that happen that we celebrate in this Easter month is just a given. Christ didn't have to do any of it. He really didn't. His Father told him to, and he obeyed his Father. But if his Father would have called him from the cross and said, "Come home, son. This species that I've made, these people that I've loved for thousands of years just keep spiritually spitting in my face. I've had enough. Let's start over with something better. Let's start over with something better." But he didn't. He loved us so much that he gave his only begotten son to pay for the sins of this world, where me and you would get a second chance to be fully, wholly back into him as one being, totally unified with God again. It was a horrible thing that Satan did to Adam and Eve. Horrible. And it was more horrible that Adam and Eve chose to take themselves out of the protection of God. The Father never pushed them away. They took themselves out from under that umbrella, that protection of God, that being in that holiness place all the time, knowing nothing but holiness. Can you think about that for a minute? And think about it. Imagine being that you are a being that you could not, you knew nothing but holiness, nothing but purity. Nothing but unconditional love, the thoughts of lust, sin, covenant, all these, you were not even capable of feeling or knowing. And then Adam and Eve chose to step out of that. Greed, envy, none of that stuff was in you. It was nothing but a pure mirror of God. And that's what God was saying when he created. Man's created in my image. It's a perfect image. Adam and Eve, there was a perfect image of God. When God looked at them, he saw nothing but him. And then they chose to bring sin and break the mirror of God. And fragile the vision that was perfect. Christ is the Redeemer that puts that mirror back for you and I. He is the way back to a place in God's kingdom where you and I, when God looks at us again, he sees nothing but the perfect picture of him in us. Because God can't look upon sin. He don't want, he turns away from it. He doesn't want to look at it. It breaks his heart too much. I've thought, and I know Tammy and a couple other will understand this, that I don't think I've ever had a more broken moment in my heart as a father. And then the day I looked into that coffin and saw my son. And the pain that it buckled me in my knees. And I know I'm nowhere near capable of the love of God. And I wonder how much pain he was in when he saw the vision of Adam and Eve for the first time. And it no longer looked like him. When what happened had happened. That he had lost something so precious that they'd pulled herself away from him. So as we move forward through this month, I challenge you to go all in on receiving the love of God, the light of God, and the life that God has for you. Christ said, love one another as I have loved you. This is my commandment. I am the light that if you walk in the love for one another that I have commanded you to do, I am the light that will open up the dark spots and you will not fall into the temptations of this world. I will take you through the spiritually landmine and guide you through there, and you will not step on any of them mines that will destroy you spiritually. And that's the way it is in as human beings in this flesh, and we're walking through a spiritually landmine that in the darkness, and they're all over the place, and our greed and our self-will gets in the way, and we run the risk of blowing our soul to kingdom come and dimming it to hell forever. But Christ, through his love, is the light that will show you how not to stumble there. Because it's my self-will that will send me forever out of the presence of God, not God's punishment. It was not God's punishment that sent Adam and Eve away from him. It was their self-will that removed him from them. And the life that man was created to have can be regained through Christ and once again be totally one with God and with the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost back in the kingdom. But it's our choice. So are you going to choose your inheritance or not? And no one can make that choice for you. God will not force his will on you. He gave you free will. He wants you to love him. And he wants you to love him unconditionally. And the only way that you can love him unconditionally is to choose to love him with no strings attached. Love does not spring out of fear. So God, don't try to fear you into loving him. Love springs out of unconditional love from God. That Adavi love. But I have to choose it. And I have to choose it on the daily basis. I don't know. You guys may all be spiritually better than I am. I don't know. You know, y'all might be. You know. But I don't have a morning that I don't get up and Satan tries to tell me something crazy in my head. And how I can throw it all away and it really doesn't matter. And God don't really care. And why are you going to go down that road again? You know, and why are you worried about that? And why are you sacrificing everything for this so-called guy named Jesus and his Father and the Holy Spirit? And won't you just throw it all away and we can go have a good time doing something? You're wasting your life. You only have only so many days on the face of the earth. You have no guarantee that's any. Can you touch it, feel it, smell it, see it? You don't know the afterlife's there. It's all a bit of goods, Hollis. It's a pipe dream. Well, it's not a pipe dream. But Satan tries to tell me every morning that it is. And every morning I have to say, Satan, get behind me. Get behind me. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus Christ. Take you and your sorry self and get out of my house. Sometimes I wake up in the morning and I feel like he's just standing right there looking over me. And as I'm sleeping, waiting. Come on, wake up. When he wakes up, I'm going to get him. Come on, wake up, wake up, wake up. You know, I come to and some stupid, you know. Do you really want to love everybody? Ain't that kind of stupid? And I'm like, where did that come from in my head? You know, I mean, if Satan's nothing else, he is consistent on trying to, he would, you know. I was telling another pastor friend of mine that was struggling, and I want to really hit on this and remember this, and I was telling him, you know, a Cajun friend would say to me, Pedro, came from my mother, but he'd say, Pedro, Satan is not a stupid fisherman. He does not fish in his life well. And if he's fishing for you, it means you're still in the guff. And if you're still in the guff, you stand a chance of not being in the frying pan. So, Satan don't fish for fish he's already caught. So when he's working on you, wear that as a merit badge. Because he knows that you're still somewhere in God's love. And he can't have that. He doesn't want that. And why doesn't he want that? Because he made the choice when he was in the kingdom of God to rebel, and he'll never feel the love of God again. He's spiritually incapable of it. And he wants that for me and you. Misery loves company. So don't buy it. You know. I just tell him, you old Cajun Satan, you may eat many catfish, but this old catfish, you ain't eating. You're not putting him in the, you're not going to roll him in batter and drop him in a big deep bucket of grease and fry me up and let me float to the top and then feast on me. No, you're going to have to go somewhere else for that. Yeah. So, let's focus this month on really. I have to watch myself. I get thinking about and really put my mind to what my Lord and Savior went through on that cross. It just breaks me up inside. to think that I'm part of a species that could do horrible things to something so pure and precious. I don't want that part of me in my character anymore. I want the blood of the Lamb to wash that sin clean out of me. I don't want to be that being. I do not want to be the being that Satan pricked us into being. I want to be the being that God created me to be. So I challenge you, find a God in you. Cling to it. Hold on to it at all costs, no matter how many hurricanes Satan pushes through your life. Just cling to the love of God. And once it passes, everything else might be tore up around you. But you'll still be standing. That's my message for today. Thank you for allowing me to share my love in the Word of God. I believe we have a worship song coming up.
I'm pressing on the upward way, new heights and gates.
Time for final prayer. On my prayer list this week, I have Joanna. She is really recovering really fast and really good, and said she'll be back next week. You know, a doctor is saying, you know, so the prayers or whatever is working, and keep her in her prayers. And she said hi to everyone. I think I talked, was over there what, night before last. I talked to her in the last, I'd say, 48 hours. Michael McClellan, McClurk, It's a friend of Dennis's. He's about 82 years old, is my understanding. He fell and had to have surgery, hurt himself or broke something. Broke his hip, so he had to. So keep him in your prayers. Mr. Edward, a friend of Sherry's that had to go into surgery for.
He fell out of his wheelchair and broke his nose.
Oh. So I have them, and then I got Dawn. She's kind of under the weather, and I think both of her or her grandkids are sick too, so they're all sick together. I got Sue, just for safe travels. I know she was traveling over to, I may be wrong, but I believe it was a sister's house or something along them lines. Huh? Right, okay. You know, I can get it wrong, trust me. I don't do it on purpose. I get people mixed up sometimes, you know. I got it right today, huh? Yeah, let's mark that on the wall where nobody won't forget, okay, that I got one right. And of course, Miss D and with what she's dealing with and Miss Beth Ann. And so do you guys have anyone that I missed or forgot?
Son.
Your son. And we're glad to see him here today. Yeah, I'm getting to know him a little bit, and I've known of him, I guess, for a while now, but I'm getting to know him a little bit, and I'm getting to enjoy him a little, so I'm glad you're here. So,
my nephew, Jonah, he's in his early 30s, and he's facing brain cancer.
Okay. Let us pray. Dear Lord, we just lift these people up to you and to your glory. And we just ask for your end for them. And we just ask you to realize that they realize that no matter what they're going through and how bad it may be, that they can find a rock to stand on in you, Lord. And just cling to you in all things and turn and surrender all things to you. And the proof that they need to find in these situations will be availed to them through you. And we just ask for your healing for them, whatever that may be, your peace, your grace, that they get that out of whatever they're going through. Because if a man gains a whole world and loses his soul, what has he gained? And that's what we pray for, is for those to be one with you in everything that they walk through in this world, where they can be one with you forever in your kingdom. And all God's people said,
amen.
Thank y'all.